My brothers and sisters, the Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When the king heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to be a shepherd of my people Israel.' Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage.' After their audience with the king, they set out, and behold, the star they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for the country by another way." The Gospel of the Lord. In the mountainous regions of northern India, the people there have a little vessel that they carry fire in. And what they do is they put hot coals in there and they wrap it in a cloth, and then they can carry it and they'll have fire when they need it, whenever they journey. Well, there's these three men that had such vessels, and they were on, I believe, the story says that they were on their way to the holy site of Amarnath. And as they were traveling the first night, they saw some pilgrims who were freezing in the cold. And so one of the men took out his vessel, and he took the coals and he lit a fire for the pilgrims. And all of them were warm, and they made it through the night. The second evening, as it became dark, no one could see the path they were traveling on. So the second man took out his vessel, and he lit a torch, and then all could travel safely along the path on their way to the holy site. And the third day, the third man said, "You fools, you've wasted your fire on others. You didn't keep it for yourselves." And the other two said, "Well, show us your fire." And so he took out his vessel, and all that was left there was these dead coals and ashes. One guy took out his vessel, and he gave warmth. The other gave light for those to travel by. The third one kept it for himself. He was left with the darkness and the coldness of his own selfishness. And I think that story, to me, embodies what happens here with the three Magi. They bring their treasures. They share what they have with our Lord. And it reminded me, when I was reading today's gospel, of something I remember seeing as an adult. When I grew up, you know, one of 10 children, if you would saw our living room carpet, it was unbelievable. It was just worn threadbare. And there was mud, it was always dirty. You could never keep it clean with all those kids. And so when we moved out, Mom finally got this really nice carpeting. And matter of fact, she had a little area where you could take your shoes off when you come into the house. Well, she had a rule, as soon as we all left, and she had this nice carpeting, you take off your shoes when you enter the house. Well, imagined, I got 54 nieces and nephews, and we all come over, there's like a mountain of shoes next to the front door. And everyone would take their shoes off, old and young. And all the shoes would be there. And I remember one of my brothers. My sister Carol came over. She has 13 kids. I don't think she had 13 at this time. She probably only had 11. And anyways, she comes over, and all the kids take off their shoes. My brother noticed the shoes were really worn down. He also noticed that all the kids' socks had holes in them, and the clothes looked a little bare, a little threadbare. And so my brother-in-law, Dan, had just been put on disability. He couldn't work anymore, so he was only getting a fraction of what he normally got at his job. And Carol, of course, was a stay-at-home mom. And so money was always tight for them. And that Christmas, I noticed my brother and another sibling, they went in together and bought all the kids socks and shoes and everything else. And it was so sweet of them to do that. They shared what they had with my sister Carol and her kids. That's why I love the Giving Tree. When I see so many of you take from what you have and you share it with those who don't have. And it just begs the question in the Feast of the Epiphany, for me at least, is do I hold back? Or do I give generously from my heart? Now, I'm not talking about money. I mean, that's part of it, I suppose. But the question, do I hold back? Do I hold back approval of others who need it? A word of encouragement or a thank you? Do I hold back friendship of those who ask it of me? Do I hold back forgiveness because of my pride? In what ways do I hold back, or do I hold back? Or am I a generous giver? I think we all should ask ourselves that question on the Feast of the Epiphany. Because when we do share, like the wise men, Christ becomes present. Not that we make Christ present. God's always present, but Christ becomes present in a real way because we're acting as his disciples, as his children. We become real Christians when we give generously, just like Christ did. When we do that, then Christ does become present in the person of ourselves. Christ can be seen inside of our own hearts. And so in the Feast of the Epiphany, I think that the gospel begs us to ask ourselves the question, do I hold back? Or do I keep to myself all that I have, and am I left in the cold with my own selfishness? Do I share what I have with others? Please, God, give us that grace on the Feast of this Epiphany.